Shadow Treasurer Chris Bowen says he believes there is an appetite for a proper discussion about long-term fiscal strategy. Mr. Bowen joins us now. Chris Bowen, welcome to the program.
Thanks, Michael. Good morning.
Joe Hockey says people should be able to use their super to help buy their first homes. Do you think that's a good idea?
No. We need superannuation more than ever before because we are living longer. And thank God we have superannuation, a great Labor reform. And the Liberals have never really understood superannuation, have always attempted to undermine it. This is another thought bubble which attempts to undermine superannuation. And it could have the perverse impact of making housing affordability worse and undermining retirement incomes for people on low and middle incomes, which is an achievement.
Do you think the super system, though, should be looked at to become more flexible?
Well, I think when Joe Hockey says flexible, it's code for undermining superannuation. Superannuation should be there to maximise the retirement incomes of Australians, to give Australians on low and middle income earners, incomes in particular, a dignified retirement. The Murray Report recently recommended an objective for superannuation, and if possible, bipartisan. And I think that's a good recommendation. We would embrace that. And we don't have an objective for the superannuation system at the moment, but the objective of the superannuation system should be giving Australians a dignified retirement and, as a result, reducing pressure on the age pension. That's the way to make the age pension more sustainable, not Joe Hockey's method of simply making people work longer and making the pension less adequate. The way to make the age pension more sustainable is Labor's way, which is to improve the incentives for low and middle income earners to save through superannuation. Our reforms would have added $500 billion to our national savings pool and halved the number of people on the full run of the age pension. Now, that's the way to do it, not Joe Hockey's blunt instrument of simply saying you've got to work longer than anybody else in the developed world, and we are going to reduce the pension as a percentage of earnings, which is a massive backward step.
Okay, you say in an opinion piece today that there is an appetite in Australia for a proper discussion about long-term fiscal strategy, but it doesn't sound like you're prepared to enter into that debate, at least to open yourself up for that sort of discussion.
Oh, quite the contrary, Michael. I'm making the point this morning that we completely have always made the point that economic growth is the best way to return a surplus, but it's not enough. There is a need for difficult decisions, like the one we announced last week about multinational tax, which is not just talking about it. Joe Hockey's talked the talk on multinational tax. We've put a concrete, well-considered, consulted-upon policy out there, which is one which we've developed over a period of time. And you'll see a lot more of that. We are not going to play the magic pudding economics, which Joe Hockey played as shadow treasurer, which is simply say, just vote for us and everything will be all right. The Australian people are over that.
But you've been pretty black and white about your support for the government or lack of support for the government's budget. Doesn't that deal yourself out of the conversation?
Not at all, because Joe Hockey says there's no alternative. But then last week he did accept there are alternatives. Of course there are alternatives. We've put one out there so far just last week. We are recognising the need for difficult decisions and we will be very upfront about those. Our policy development process is very well advanced. But we've also at the same time passed more than $20 billion worth of savings, not all of which we would have done that way for an office, but we recognise the opposition should be as constructive as we can be, but we are not going to vote for things like cuts to the age pension. The link to the age pension to average weekly earnings was established by Gough Whitlam and has been bipartisan ever since then.
So you're not prepared to enter...
Tony Abbott and Joe Hockey came along, we're not just going to vote for that because the government says we should. We're not going to let down Australia's pensioners. That would be in breach of our fundamental values.
The government says it wants to open up a negotiation on the pensions. Are you not prepared to negotiate?
Well, their position is unacceptable to us. Now, if they've got something else to put on the table, if there's a fair plan, we'll back it. If there's a fair plan, we'll back it. But we've not seen anything from the government approaching that. They say that the only way is to make Australians work longer than anybody else in the developed world and to reduce the age pension as a percentage of average weekly earnings. That is not acceptable to us and never will be.
You write today also that Labor will seek to win a mandate with a plan that will give you a better chance to get it through the Parliament. When will we see that plan?
Well, we'll be rolling it out in the coming period, and we won't be leaving it to the last couple of days of the election campaign. We will be using 2015 on the basis that there is no election in 2015. It's more likely in 2016. But regardless of whether there's election in 2015 or not, we'll be rolling out policies this year. We will not be leaving it to the last minute. We have given a lot of thought to our approach in these things, and the point I'm making this morning is that the Australian people are over politicians just saying, simply vote for us, it'll be all right. We'll sort it out after the election. We are not going to engage in that small target sort of traditional oppositionist politics.
Well, there's certainly an impression out there at the moment that that is exactly what's been happening, and that Bill Shorten has been coasting on the problems that have afflicted the government rather than offering policy alternatives.
Well, Michael, we're only approaching halfway point of the term. And what we are doing is engaging in a much more considered policy approach than the thought bubble approach we saw from the previous opposition, and we're still seeing from the government with Joe Hockey's thought bubble and superannuation over the weekend. Anybody can roll out a policy like pay parental leave and not bother to consult with his shadow cabinet and not bother to consult with business and just say we're going to whack a tax on business to pay for a generous pay parental leave scheme. That's the sort of policy development we saw under Tony Abbott as leader of the opposition. And we've seen how that plays out in government, and there's a massive political and policy price to be paid for it. We're not going to engage in that sort of a game. Our policies will be well considered, well developed, and if that means that we roll them out over a period of time, not February or March, because some people decide that that's the right time for us to do it, we'll do it when we can make the maximum contribution to Australia's political debate, and that is during the course of this year.
Okay, we'll leave it there. Chris Bowen, thanks very much for joining us.
Good on you, Michael.